And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 19th. Sad news, Bobby Freeman passed away on the 23rd of January at his home in Daly City, California. Word was only released by the family in the last few days. Bobby Freeman passed away of a heart attack and so well known for many hits, including Come On and Swim and Do You Wanna Dance. And Treasure Island Oldies is continuing its tribute to the late Bobby Freeman throughout the show this week. In other news, in 1952, Gene Vincent joined the U.S. Navy. Carl Perkins left Sun Records for Columbia Records this week in 1958. In 1976, the Tower of Power member Rich Stevens, who sang lead vocal on You're Still a Young Man, was arrested and then later convicted for a drug-related triple homicide in San Jose, California. In 1974, Cher filed for divorce from Sonny. Ricky Nelson joined the cast of his parents' radio show, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, this week in 1949. Ringo Starr had an X-rated movie. It was called Candy. It premiered this week in 1969. Jerry Lee Lewis married his first wife at the age of 17, this week in 1952. Elvis's movie Kissin' Cousins had a sneak preview in North Long Beach, California this week in 1964. It opened nationwide in the United States in April. The last 10 years after concert happened this week in London, England in 1974. In 1963, the Beatles formed their Northern Music Publishing Company. The Alan Freed movie, The Big Beat, that starred Fats Domino, the Diamonds, and the Del Vikings, debuted this week in Detroit in 1958. A federal jury ruled that the Isley Brothers recorded It's Your Thing after they left Motown Records, and the label was not entitled to any royalties that were being claimed against them from Teaneck Records. The Police signed with A&M Records this week in 1978. Sir Elton John was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II of England at Buckingham Palace this week in 1998. In 1987, Fats Domino, Ray Charles, and B.B. King each received Lifetime Achievement Grammy Awards. Filming began this week for the movie Help by the Beatles in 1965. In 1992, James Brown received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award. And speaking of the Grammys, this week in 1998, Bo Diddley and Roy Orbison received their Lifetime Achievement Awards. Little Richard received his in 1993. Elvis Presley Day was declared in Memphis and the state of Tennessee as the King performed his very first post-Army concert and his very first concert since 1957. That show was at a charity benefit in Memphis in 1961. The first U.S. release of a Beatles record, Please Please Me, along with Ask Me Why, was released on VJ Records from Chicago. And Dick Biondi from WLS Radio in Chicago played the A-side, Please Please Me, and he was the first DJ in the United States that is noted to have played a Beatles record. Carl Dobkins Jr. performed in full military dress, live from Fort Dixon, Ontario, where he was serving in the National Guard on the Perry Como show this week in 1960. Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers began a 3.5-year run on the London stage production of Charlie Girl this week in 1968. In the studio, Simon and Garfunkel completed work on the original acoustic version of The Sounds of Silence in 1964. The Platters recorded The Magic Touch in 56. Larry Williams recorded Dizzy Miss Lizzy in 1958. Elvis was in the studio in 1969 and he recorded Kentucky Rain. The Beach Boys in the studio in 64 recording Don't Worry Baby, and a year later this week, they recorded Help Me Rhonda. Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded the hit version of That'll Be the Day this week in 1957. Birthdays, Lou Christie is 73, Smokey Robinson 76, Walter Becker from Steely Dan is 66, Jerome Giles from the J. Giles Band is 70. Oliver, born this week in 1945. Bobby Hendrix is 79. George Harrison, born in 1943. Joni Summers is 76. Rupert Holmes is 70. And the late Hurricane Smith, Norman Smith, born this week in 1923. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 19th. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com, then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.